Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Unfair Advantage Show. As always, Jim Harris, Mike Side, being your guide, your Sherpa, your helper along the way to help teach you what the Lord taught me and how to be led by Holy Spirit, but also to unleash the supernatural power of heaven in business. Now, that's an interesting phrase, heaven in business, because my guest today is the founder of Heaven in Business. Andy Mason is the founder and director of Heaven in Business with this particular purpose, this God-sized assignment to help catalyze believers in the marketplace on not only how to fully partner with God, but also how to provide practical tools, real-world tools, in how to build a business, but even more important, and what we'll chat about today on our interview, is how to engage the well-being of your city just beyond your business. Andy Mason, my long-term friend, what an honor it is to have you on the Unfair Advantage Show. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, man, it's a privilege to be with you again, Jim.
I've got to give a shout-out, though, to Janine. And I've got to let everybody know that if you do nothing else, after listening to this show, you've got to go and sign up for Andy and Janine's podcast, Authentic Conversations. You need to go, because this is where the intersection of faith and family and business come, and it's a magnificent podcast. Tell us a little bit about how you and Janine just started that, Andy.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you missed one word. You talked about this intersection of faith, family, and business. It's actually the messy intersection.
Oh, that's your
right. I wish it wasn't.
The messy.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know. You're Florida. Nothing's messy down there. It's all beautiful and ocean and still and calm.
Until the hurricanes come through.
Yeah. But it's been this journey of a couple of things. One is, actually, I was challenged by somebody else. You got to tell your story. You got to do this. I'm like, really? A podcast? Isn't that hard, complicated? So we just started with my phone, and it's grown from there. And actually, I was with somebody in Dallas at the start of last year, and they're like, so, do you record this on video? And I said, well, I've just started using Zoom, you know, record it and post, upload the video onto YouTube. And they looked at that and said, no, that's not good enough. There's no way. If you've got 300 people listening a month, perhaps, but if you've got 3,000, you've got to have better quality. So they said, how about I pay for the camera and the microphone? And so within 1 month, that all happened. Now, you guys wouldn't be like this, but I was. I got to the end of the year, and I'm like, you know what? Well, the audio is just growing amazing. Like, we've seen 75% growth in people listening to the audio of it. But, you know, we've gone from maybe 25 people a week to 75 people a week watching the video. That's just a waste of time. It's only 75 people. And this business guy goes, so what's that as a percentage? I said, well, it's probably, you know, three times is 300%, and just mumbled, and he goes, what are you complaining at? Why wouldn't you just be faithful with the little things? So slap me around and in the nicest possible way, and we are being faithful to just steward what we've got as it grows. And then obviously with Janine's voice, it was just me, and then together, so she'll do, like this week, actually we were just with Global Awakening last weekend at Kings and Priests, so that's Randy Clark. They launched their first Kingdom Business Initiative, they called Kings and Priests, and we were there, and Janine got called out by Reverend Joanne Moody and ends up on the floor and God doing some amazing things. So she actually shares on the podcast this week, you know, what do you do when God kind of lays you out, knocks you off your donkey if you're Saul on the road to wherever he was going to kill Christians. But what do you do to steward that? You know, how do you turn that into a lifetime change rather than just a moment where the finger of God touches you?
It starts out being messy, but he makes a beautiful, beautiful piece of his kingdom out of all of that. I did not know we were going to go down this quick road of authentic conversations, but I'm so glad we did, because when we decide to step out and be led by Holy Spirit, when we make that big shift, as I talk about in the book, from being head-led and idea-led and opportunity-led and money-led. Not that you come out of from a very successful banking background in New Zealand into now being the fullness of Holy Spirit and the presence of God in business. These authentic conversations, and you can get a sense, friends, already that when Andy speaks, it's authentic. He's speaking from the depths and the hearts of his soul. So I encourage you to sign up for Authentic Conversations. on their podcast and follow Andy at Heaven and Business. And that's where we're going to start shifting into right now. Andy, tell us a little bit about how you shifted. And if you couldn't tell, Andy's not from Kentucky like I am. He's got a little bit different accent about him. And just slightly. He's from the South, but not South U.S.
Yeah.
How did you move to the deep South? How did you come from New Zealand to Bethel, California?
My wife and I, four children at the time, 2, 4, 6, and 8 years old, roughly. We're in New Zealand, very much a part of a local church, grandparents within 10 minutes. I was working for a local agricultural bank in relationship management. Lots of things going on, but we were praying about our future. And it just had this, when somebody is sensed like a discomfort or restless, it's often God's putting his finger on something you may not know. He's actually waiting for you to turn aside, just like the burning bush with Moses. He doesn't just tell you, he waits for you to, are you going to pay attention? Mm-hmm. You pay attention, Jim, or do you want to just keep kind of wandering in restlessness? And then we stop, pause, it's like, and then he speaks. So that's literally what happened. We were saying, God, what's our future? So something going on. Is this more in ministry? Is it more in business? Neither of those seem to be lighting us up. And a friend asked me, well, what about a different geographic location? And I'm like, why would anybody leave New Zealand? And so that led us on a journey of literally writing down in my journal is our future in this location. And within 1 week, God spoke to my wife and I separately from scripture. Each one very, very clearly said, go to a new country that I am going to show you. And so that 6 weeks later, we landed in Redding, California. Confirmed by just a lot of wise counsel, just that whole process of how do I know God's speaking? And in this case, it was kind of obvious. And then every wise counselor we spoke to is like, this is God, you better do it. That landed us in Redding, California, where I did the school of ministry. And then we launched Heaven and Business out of that, came on staff, helped leadership development. And then the rest is history.
What a phenomenal move of faith, Abraham. To go, just on faith.
Yeah, I'd better stop you there. Thank you. But man, it sounds like faith, but when you've got it black and white, three scriptures and five different people, you know God's spoken. And so I wouldn't say that was faith because I was terrified. How's it going to work? How am I going to feed my family? Having no income? Man, all of this fear and anxiety and lack of trust came up. And I think that, it sounds like faith, but no, faith was being built. And that's the messy intersection of faith, family, and business.
Beautiful way to frame it. Faith was being built through these. Do you trust me? Do you trust me? The Lord has told me for many years, Andy. Do you trust me? Do you trust me? Because guys like us who have come out of, I came out of Fortune 500 business in America. You know, I was a corporate manager, you know, doing pretty well. And then he pulled me out of there and pulled me out of several things. And basically, he's been asking me for, you know, decades, do you trust me? Do you trust me? And each time, I don't know about you, but each time you take another step, it's a deeper level of faith. But after a while, the fear kind of subsides because been there, done that. Okay, Jesus, you're in it. That's my unfair advantage. Let's go.
Yeah, there's a good book, The Unfair Advantage, Dr. Jim Harris. People should get that. Read it. It's for real. And I like what you've said is, you know, when he asked, do you trust me? He's probably, I thought I did, but if you're asking me the question, it's probably because I don't. And I'm about to learn about trust.
Yeah.
And I agree is the more I do it, it doesn't mean it's uncomfortable. It doesn't mean it's easy, but it does become more adventurous and joy-filled. I actually can enjoy it more and more as I start to let go of my control and my particular image of what it should look like. Then I can have a whole lot more fun on the way and more fun to be with the people around me.
Before we move on to get to some more of the content, I've got to go back and I've got to give you a shout out, Andy. And I want everyone else out there to hear this story. This is a quick testimony for me. As I was shifting out of being solely a for-profit business guy where keynoting, flying around, writing a bunch of best-selling business books, you know, big consulting contracts. The Lord said, no, I want you to come do it for me. So I started about 10 years ago making this shift. Now actually in full-time, quote-unquote, 501c3 business ministry. But Andy, you had a profound influence in two ways in where I am now. And this is why I want to share with other people. When you surround yourself with men and women that truly have an anointment, that have a, that just have a lot like Andy, that know they hear the voice of God, you trust them when they hear the voice of God, and when they say something, you can believe it. The first time was in Bend, Oregon. You were speaking at a Hub Nation conference, you know, Lance Wallnau, yeah. Johnny Enlos, and you were on stage. I took a big leap of faith, Andy. I didn't have the cash to come out there. It didn't make any sense. And I was just coming to attend. Usually, I'm speaking. And you got on stage, and you gently, in the very first of your message, you called me out and said, here's Jim Harris, the book, you got to know it. You don't know this, but you actually, from the Lord, he whispered to me, see, Jim, I told you you belong.
Wow.
I want to thank you for that. And secondly, yeah. one of the biggest shifts I've ever made in my life was from one of your Heaven and Business workshops. Friends, go to Heaven and Business. If you see Andy coming into your area with his sometimes half day or more workshops, you need to attend like I did here just up the road in Destin, Florida with Mel Ponder, our good friends there. And I came really to support you, but also to learn. And you asked this question, Andy. Do you still ask this question? You asked this question, and it had such a profound impact on the trajectory of what I'm doing now. You asked this question. What if Elon Musk met a supernatural God?
Yeah.
Dude, that floored me. And I have been chasing after that bone for a long time. What if Elon Musk met a supernatural God? And Andy, that's really kind of how you transition a lot of what you do. With that type of profound rhetorical question, you could answer a lot of different ways, that a lot of what you do at Heaven in Business is wanting to help transform the communities around you. In fact, I want to read from your book. I want to read from page his book, God With You at Work. God With You at Work. And you can see I've only highlighted just a little bit, and I've got my little notes. I don't know if you've done that with the Unfair Advantage, but I want to ask you to comment. The Lord's leading me to one of the three things I was wanting to ask you about this. In your book on page 88 and 89, God With You at Work, you can get this at heavenandbusiness.com/free. Tell them about that, Andy.
Yeah, so they can just jump on there, all lowercase, heavenandbusiness.com/free. You pay for the shipping, but we will give you that book. There's a bunch of different options in there that they can choose to select or not select, but we certainly want to place that into the hands of everybody that's willing to engage with it.
Andy Sowing Seed, I have both the ebook and the paper version. I encourage you to go get this and do what I've done. Highlight it. Comment on this. On page 88, you actually have a section called The Competitive Advantage. That's interesting. But within that framework, comment on this, Andy, because this is part of what you release, part of your anointment. You say, and I quote, Andy, I believe the majority of Christ's followers are being defrauded or cheated out of a great deal of abundant living because they are not tapping into the full potential of Christ in us. Here's how Apostle Paul wrote it. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of man, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. How are we being defrauded, Andy, from your perspective? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I think people could actually read this book, The Unfair Advantage, and they'll just hear that whole package unpacked itself. But I think it's this, as Christian believers in the workplace, we are looking to grow, and most of us limit what we do to a sense or a system of principles, so kingdom principles that work, whether you know the king or not. Generosity works. Looking after people works, whether you know Jesus or not. So we tend to lead towards a set of principles rather than leaning on this relationship with Jesus that just is so much more. And here's super practical. I was a bank manager. I was following Jesus, doing great, picked for national leadership in New Zealand. If I had continued on that trajectory, which would have been the basic principles, follow the path that's laid before you, mm-hmm. be diligent, be excellent, give generously, serve where you are. If I just continued to do that, I would have a great life, without a doubt. I would have a great retirement fund, house debt paid off. I'm sure I'd be doing more investments and I'd be doing missions. All of the things that you would expect for a follower of Jesus. But there is absolutely no way that I'd be doing what I'm doing now. Here's the difference. Jesus himself said, man, I don't live by bread alone or the principles alone or the business plan alone or whatever it is that you put your confidence and trust in alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So this is what we did, is I live my day from a vital connection with the King of Kings, the one who made me. I trust my life into his hands. And as I've learned to follow him day by day, he actually knows my business better than me. He knows the people. This week alone, we hired a brand new executive assistant. We'd had her for 2.5 weeks and realized it's not going to work. I pray about it. I just know it's not. And so we fire her one day. The very next day, we get a better one. Well, how do I do that? It's because I'm not just listening to best practice alone. I'm listening to his voice. So his voice leads us to leave our comfortable retirement, my $100,000 income, my benefits, my car, my house that's paid off. The church family, the grandparents, it sounds like the stupidest thing on the planet. And we land up in Redding, California. My dream was to manage large corporate ranches, be an advisor, be a banker for those same people in New Zealand. God's dream, I want you to shepherd nations. Fast forward to today, we're now leading hundreds, if not thousands of people all over the world, going in and out of nations and doing what we're doing with Heaven and Business. Jim, this would have never been something that I could have come up with or planned or managed, but God. And that's the difference, that so many of us have been satisfied with writing out a check, with checking off our, went to church this week, did my spiritual devotion this morning, but we've never, ever explored what's possible if I truly laid my life down and said, God, everything I've got's yours. Lead me, and I trust you with my future. And he takes you on a journey that, I could tell you some of the stories we've got to do, and sure, we can go there. But I am who I am, doing what I'm doing. Even my marriage, my kids are so much better because we didn't just follow the principles. Now, to be really, really clear, if you're not following the principles and learning, even Jesus did that. He grew in stature and in favor with God and man. He actually disciplined himself and learned and grew. So if you're not doing that, just do the basics. Get started. That's not an excuse. But don't limit your life to that. Like, pursue a life of learning to live following the voice of God or listening to the Holy Spirit. And if you don't believe me, there's this book called The Unfair Advantage by Dr. Jim Harris, which will also help you live that life.
Any of you that know me at all could say, wait a minute, that sounds like Jim's story too. Coming out of big business, could have kept going, could have done this and that. But then wait a minute, he made this big shift, but now everything is so much better. And now, Andy, I'm always about 2 laps behind you, but I'm going to catch up. Andy is now taking Heaven and Business to the world, but guess what? That's what we're doing on this show through the Jesus Christ CEO Institute. JCCEOs.tv is the sponsor of this. And we now are literally telling the world what Jesus is doing in business through media. And that's the sponsor of this show. And so what we're doing in parallel with Andy is that we are now taking this. Jesus said, go disciple nations. We've got it. And I'm coming back for sheep and goat nations. Oh my gosh, Andy, you and I could talk about that for hours. But let's back up. You have said, and I could not agree more, and people push back on me on this, but once they think it through, they say, wait a minute, there's some wisdom there. I said, the devil can apply biblical principles and they work.
That's right.
And the classic example I use, the one that every leader would get, was Jethro coming to Moses, Jethro being the first management consultant listed in the Bible.
Yeah.
This is how you delegate, boy. You got bigger things. You got to go listen to God. Get ready for the greatest download, you know, in history. It's about not about applying principles. It's about unleashing the power of God that lives within you. And you say it your way, I say it my way, but, you know, it's exactly the same things. So that's another reason, you know, I really like hanging out with you, because you can say it with a much more articulate way than I can, because that New Zealand and Australian kind of accent, my goodness, it's the accent, bro. It's the accent. I'm going to ask you, as we kind of shift into part two, you know, we've talked in and around about the presence of God, how Andy lives there, how you live there, how I live in the presence. And, you know, the book, God With You at Work, this is really teaching you a great way to step into the presence of God as a minute by minute, day by day career decision. It's not yours, by career decision. Let's talk about some examples of what you have seen in your Heaven and Business conferences and your advising in the groups, your monthly gatherings. You know, you have so many things at Heaven and Business going on. I know you're going to South Africa later this year for a huge gathering across many dimensions of government and business. But let's get back to the individual businessman or woman. Can you give us a couple examples where through your training, through your key, where you have seen the supernatural presence of God even show up? And here's one, in a pizza store.
There are so many stories. So often it's actually easier than we think. We're now training people to discern. It's like train your senses to be aware of this. So if I tell you a story, so Jeremiah and Shelley own a pizza franchise. They say, what would be possible if we just experimented with God in this? You know, Jesus laid hands on the sick and the sick were healed. Well, what if we prayed over our pizza dough? What could happen? And it's this entrepreneurial experimental nature with God of what's possible. Well, anything's possible. Without Him, I can do nothing. With Him, there's nothing I can't do. So that's what they started to experiment with. And then they recorded the results. And literally, you read the testimony in their book, God With You at Work, of a woman that had a dream. In the dream, go to the pizza shop, eat the pizza, and you're going to get healed of food allergies. And literally, that's what she did. She had a glucose and a lactose intolerance to the extent that her doctor said, if you'd eaten what you'd eaten, you should feel like you were hit by a truck and you're fully healed from a medical standpoint. So backed up by that. But they just took a risk. What does it look like? It looks like a business that comes to a workshop in Dallas last year. We're doing exercises where we keep people to stop. We're training them how to hear the voice of God. Now, we're sitting there. One of the people we didn't know is actually not a follower of Jesus. His sister is the boss of the company, so she forced the entire team to come. And
how
so
about that?
He's there, not by his own choice. Mm-hmm. But she's been for the last 4 years trying to get him, hey, when are you going to surrender your life to Jesus? And he just stiff hands his sister, mm-hmm. like, just back off, not interested. Well, he has to come to this workshop. Well, as they are driving home, he turns to her and says, when we were doing one of those activations where we pause and listen for the voice of God, I experienced God, the presence of God, the tangible, experiential presence of God that made him shake to his core.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I recognize I have been rebellious and stubborn, and I need to surrender my life to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I mean, that's pretty cool. So what does it look like? It looks like us walking into the New York Stock Exchange and one of the traders saying, would you be willing to pray for me? And he takes us out onto Wall Street, and because he doesn't want to be seen in front of his trading buddies. And he said, look, during Hurricane Sandy, a tree fell on my car while I was inside and it fractured my C2 vertebrae. I'm about to start therapy, but I've got really crazy pain and movement, or no movement. So we pray for him out on the street. And And all we're doing is we're inviting the presence of God, because it's the we can't heal anybody, but Jesus can. We carry the presence of God with us. And so it's this experimental nature of, now let's see what God will do. And he takes a step back and goes, what do you guys do? I feel like hot oil running down my neck. And he starts to move his neck with no pain.
That's so good.
And we're as shocked as he is, Jim. That's the truth. It's like, wow, this is amazing.
We should be. We should be like kids with this. This is so joyful.
And then, and then fast forward to another one this year. It's like, what do you do? Is one of the business guys is that I'm working with on we meet a couple of times a month in a mastermind group, and just what the Lord is teaching him. And he hears this phrase, make sure that you leave room for God in your strategy. So have a strategy, have a business plan, but don't so fix your ideas on that you actually don't leave room for God.
That's good.
Prepare That's him really good. Room. And we just had Christmas. Prepare him room. But is there room for God? How often do you pause and say, Holy Spirit, what are you doing in the room? What are you doing in my heart? Where am I bumping up against things? And so it's training your senses to not just blow through things like a corporate driven entrepreneur does the same. It's like, just push harder, just pray harder. No, stop and be aware of what are you sensing, feeling, what's going on, what's really going on in your heart, and listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit day by day, moment by moment. And so that's what he hears, that phrase. Have you left room in your schedule for God?
Oh, that's
and he's
beautiful.
Pondering this. Now, they've got 800 employees, contractors, in a particular state ready to start on one of their big commercial jobs. They get notified a couple of days later that that company is not going to build that project because of what's happening in the industry. They're going to just delay it and just see what happens. But you've got 800 people on the payroll ready to go that are all moved. I mean, this is a disaster for a company in terms of cash.
Yeah.
And his exec team are all freaking out. But this guy's like, hang on, I heard God tell me, leave room in your schedule for God to move. What if that's this? So he goes, guys, pause. Give me a couple of days. Let's just see what God will do.
Yeah.
2 days later, he gets a phone call, a random phone call. Now, was he freaking out? I would suggest probably a little bit, because he's burning cash.
Yeah.
But he gets a phone call by one of the largest contracting companies in the United States who says this, hey, we've got this job here in this state and I've got it all lined up, all ready to go. And at the last minute, my contracting company that was providing the staff, they pulled out. So I'm now here with a job, but with no staff. I heard that you've got some people or got a crew in the area. Is it at all possible that they might be available to do my job first?
Jim,
it's like,
you can't make this up.
Client look like an absolute genius, but it's why? It's because he's got this unfair advantage.
He does have an unfair advantage, doesn't he?
Yeah, if he had followed his own inclination, if he'd followed the basic principles of the world, if he'd done stewardship even, all of those 800 would have been dispersed back to where they belong and they're off the paycheck. But this turns out to not just one job, but two. So the delay means it's still going to happen. But in the meantime, that entire contracting company is working for his competitor and he's getting paid.
That is so good.
How does this happen?
That is so how God works. Amazing. Friends, are you getting a sense of what can happen? And I want you to walk away with this from what Andy is sharing today. You don't have to overcomplicate it. You know, what I wrote is not overcomplicated. It's just how I learned to be able to listen and hear the voice of Holy Spirit coming out of very conservative Christianity. Glory to God. But Andy says, just simply invite the presence of God at work. Just invite His presence. Don't overcomplicate it. And that's what this book, God With You at Work, will do. And once again, Andy, he's gifting you this book. Pay for the shipping and you get all kinds of other free stuff, heavenandbusiness.com/free. I encourage you to go do that. Andy, is there anything else you'd like to leave? Any other special nugget or any exhortation or prophetic decree or whatever it might be, my friend, for our Unfair Advantage audience, because these men and women, they're longing to learn more how to really unleash that power of Holy Spirit living within them. Anything you'd like to leave us with today?
It really is simple. I mean, Scripture says, having trained your senses. So it's like, we've got to train ourselves and be aware of this. So we've actually started to experiment with our executive retreat. So I'm going to give you one of the little tools that we're doing in our executive retreats that anybody can do anytime. Mm-hmm. And actually so we do the positive and the negative. And we're going to start with the negative because people are doing this, Jim, all the time, unconsciously. So it shouldn't be any surprise. But if you take 30 seconds and you meditate, you think on a thought. And so let's take the thought, I am overwhelmed with all that's going on. And you take 30 seconds and think on that. And we get people to do this. And then when we pause, we go quiet and they think on it. And then we say, stop, that's 30 seconds. You've been meditating, thinking on a negative thought. Now, people are doing this all the time without us prompting them to do that. But we just go through this exercise. Right. And then we say, now, how do you feel? Like, what's going on in your body? Mm. People are like, well, actually, my shoulders started to get tense. I started to feel a knot in my stomach. My thoughts started to race. I started to think of all the other things I can't get done. Okay, what else? What happens in your emotions? What happens in your thoughts? What happens in your emotions? What happens in your senses? What happens physically in your body?
Oh, that's good. And they will tell you. That's really good.
Okay, now we say, stop. Okay, let's flip the script. The easiest way to become aware of the presence of God is gratitude. So we're going to take 30 seconds. And we're just going to thank God for who he is.
Oh, I like
that. His throne is not under threat.
I like that.
And that he's not worried about who's going to be president or who's not going to be president. He's not worried about wars or rumors of wars. Like, his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. His throne endures through every generation. His mercy is new every morning. Mm. He's kind and good and loving. And we're so grateful. He leads us with joy and peace. Mm-hmm. The fruit of walking with him is love and joy and peace. He knows my thoughts before I think them, my words before I say them. He goes before me. And so, okay, just meditating on that for 30 seconds. And then you ask people, so what do you experience now?
What a difference.
And they'll be like, I feel relaxed. I feel peace. What you're experiencing is the presence of God.
Exactly.
Now, train your senses and cultivate that. And I mean, obviously you can continue in that so that, you know, you walk into a room and you sense something, stop. Okay. Ask the Holy Spirit. It's not just about information. It's about a relationship. What do you want me to know? What's going on here? Where do I need to move? For example, I was filling out a Google document this morning for a conference we've got coming up, seemingly nebulous. But as I wrote in the name of one of the team members and their team, so two team members, to include them in this document, I just felt this check, like, don't do that. I'm like, and so I'm learning to trust that because I've trained my senses. It's not because it's negative or bad. It could be just a distraction. Who knows what? I don't have to know why. Yeah. But I'm learning to trust that and go with it, and I'm finding that as I listen and follow those promptings, and in Jesus' language, it looks like this. I only do what I see my Father doing.
That's right.
Well, we know that seeing is way more than seeing. It's seeing, sensing, smelling, hearing, knowing. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're training ourselves to do.
That's beautiful. And in fact, when you said check, that was the second of six steps Jesus taught me in how to hear his voice. You know, you practice and then you check. Was that really you? And he gave me some practical ways to do that. So, folks, what you're hearing is that Andy and I are really coming at the same thing in a little bit different ways. And I wanted you to be introduced to my dear friend Andy because he has been a role model for me, literally for years. He's been a friend. And I once again highly, highly encourage you, follow him at heavenandbusiness.com. Get a copy of his book. Follow he and Janine on their authentic conversations. Andy's the kind of guy you want to have in your hip pocket. So you can say, oh, brother, I need to reach out and see what Andy has to say about this. And you sense in his quiet, wise demeanor, the man's full of wisdom. And so, Andy, I want to thank you one more time for being on the Unfair Advantage Show. You know you're going to be invited back. You realize that, don't you?
Yeah.
And I hope you accept. If not, I'll talk to Janine.
Yeah. Well, it's about time we did it in person again, I'd say, Jim.
I'd say that's exactly right. Tell everybody once again how to stay in touch with you and anything else you want to leave us with, Andy.
Thank you so much, Jim. Yes, as you've already shared, they can jump onto social media, Heaven in Business. You'll find that across a bunch of different platforms. The podcast is free. It comes out every single week. Authentic Conversations with Andy and Janine Mason. You can also find all of that on the heaveninbusiness.com website, where there's a bunch of free stuff. And if you want to engage any further, there's options to do that, obviously. And then we also have our 501c3, which is helping us do what we do with Heaven in Business in places that would otherwise be limited economically. And that's called The Hope Directive. HopeDirective.com is where you can find out more about that.
And Andy, once again, thank you so much. We'll see you again soon. And I just keep praying for Heaven in Business just to explode globally as it's already begun. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you again soon.